This is a very important grant to Mauritania. And first, the African Development Foundation, we have three real missions that we focus on. One is to identify marginalized groups in Africa, underprivileged, underserved groups, and we work with them on a community level, providing economic development to those groups. In Mauritania, we are working with the former slave populations in the southern part of the country, in particular camel herders, and our grants will help them increase their milk production from the camels that they can sell then to processing plants in the capital of Nouakchott. And by doing this, we help increase their income. And not only their income, we try to increase the social benefits, health and education, that would be available to this marginalized population.
What figure are we talking about involved in this development project?
We've helped to organize the camel herders. The board of directors of the African Development Foundation and myself were in Mauritania a little bit over 2 months ago. And we felt that with this former slave population, it was an area that, because we do focus on income generation and enterprise development, that we could provide assistance. But we wanted to make sure that's what they wanted to do. It's not just what we can do, it's what does this local community want to do. And so we made a pledge while we were there that within 60 days we would have our operations going and that we would sign the first agreement and begin getting money to the former slave populations so they could increase their income. We've had staff there, we've opened an operation, and within 60 days we actually signed over a $500,000 worth of agreements to build up the enterprise, the income for the former slave population, for the camel herders in the southern part of Mauritania.
Does this project include some assistance in terms of capacity building? Because how do you hope this will sustain the project when you leave?
A part of the funds do provide technical assistance to the camel herders in terms of building up their own financial management and their management capacity. So we are looking at helping to make the camel herders, what their activities to make it profitable. But in terms of making it profitable, a major part of that also is making sure that they've got good governance. Good governance meaning good financial management and good management of their operations. There's over 1,100 camel herders in two associations that these grants have gone to. Of those 1,100 camel herders, over 500 of them are women. But yes, we do provide assistance because we don't want to just give grants and have that in. This is something that is sustainable. It's sustainable, though, with the kind of skills that they can learn, and some many already have, so that they can sustain their operations.
And in your view, how do you see this project benefiting the people of Mauritania?
It benefits most specifically the former slave populations that are in the South, and directly, but the effect of it by providing not only a better income, by having the better income and other types of things that African Development Foundation work on, would be health benefits, would be education. So you have the direct beneficiaries, but you also have others, the families of the camel herders. You also have environmental issues that are addressed, because a part of the agreement is, how do we protect the land, or how can we sustain the land that the camels feed on? So you have a direct benefit, but also because the milk from the camels can go to processing plants in Nouakchott, and those processing plants don't have to import any of the milk, you even build up even greater the impact, because it becomes a Mauritanian enterprise, and the ripple effect becomes much larger than even the direct effect.